This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1369, Will versus Going To, part 3, Idioms You Will Love.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn 3 amazing idioms to use on IELTS speaking, and you'll get sample part 1 answers using these idioms, so you'll be ready to rock on your own IELTS exam.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hello, Aubrey. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you, Jessica?
I'm good. We are recording this episode for the second time, guys, because there were technical difficulties the first time. So we've actually practiced today's episode already, which is pretty cool.
Now you set the bar really high, though, Jessica. Everyone's going to be like, all right, this better be good.
Oh, no.
Practice run.
I shouldn't have said anything. Okay, guys, let's get into it. So today we are going to teach you 3 amazing idioms, all with the word will, and we're going to use them in IELTS sample answers.
Yes, and this is part 3 of an amazing series. I've been on each episode, and they were all so fantastic. So we want to make sure you know where to find those in case you missed part 1 and part 2, because today we're doing part 3 of this awesome series. So part 1 was on the Business English podcast, and it was more of the grammar. We had a listener ask, when do I use will? When do I use going to? This grammar also matters for IELTS. So if you guys want a little bit of a deep dive, we really simplified it and made it clear when to use each one. Be sure you're following the Business English podcast. That was episode 232.
That's awesome, because we get students asking that all the time about whether to use will or going to. And some of these rules might surprise you guys. So definitely listen to Business English 232. And then part 2 of this series was All Ears English 2172. That was will versus going to part 2, chunks that ignore the rules. So first in part 1, you learn the rules. And then in part 2, you learn when to ignore them.
Exactly. And as promised, today we are sharing some idioms that you have to use will. You can't say going to with these. They're so useful for IELTS, but for anyone learning English. So welcome if we have new listeners who heard part 1 and part 2 on our other podcasts. You're here because you found out that we teach great vocabulary here.
We do. And we teach you how to use it, because we teach it in sample answers for IELTS. And these aren't answers that you would only give on a test, right? These are natural, real English answers, guys, because that's how IELTS students get the highest scores. So that's what we teach you. So not only will you get 3 amazing idioms today, guys, but you will get all of them in sample part 1 answers.
Yes, so stay to the end. You'll hear how these are used in real conversation, just like on the IELTS test. But first, we want to share the results of one of our Spotify polls. This was a really fun one. We asked you guys, do you prefer watching a movie in a theater or at home? Mm-hmm. And the results were pretty close. What do we have for our results here, Jessica?
Yeah, so I guess this didn't surprise me, but I am not in the majority on this. So 44.1% of you said you prefer to watch movies in the theater. And that means 55.9% of you said you prefer to watch movies at home. And that was a poll on a grammar episode we did, IELTS Energy 1362, IELTS Grammar, prefer to or prefer then. So you even got to practice that grammar in the Spotify poll. Now that surprised me. I mean, not really, but yes, because I 100% prefer to watch movies in a theater.
Yeah, I would be really fascinated to see the results from this poll in 2019, before COVID, when there were pre-streaming, right? This has really changed recently. I used to be like you, Jessica, I absolutely would prefer a theater. And I'm like, oh, but I could be so comfortable at home and eat what I want and it's cheaper. There are some perks now, Ty. I'm in the majority with you guys answering this poll. I still prefer the theater.
I'm just punk rock for life. I just got to go against the grain. I just got to be the rebel.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. We are going to share three amazing idioms that use will instead of going to, and we'll use them in sample answers. I'm excited for this.
This will be great. All right, everyone. So our first idiom is we'll stop at nothing. And I say it like that because it sounds like such a serious idiom. I will stop at nothing. This is like something you see in action movies, right? When Liam Neeson has to save his daughter on a plane or something.
Right. Or the villain in a superhero movie. Yeah. I will stop at nothing. They want to take down Superman or Batman or whoever.
Yeah, I actually, like, now that you guys know this idiom and you'll be able to use it after today's episode, you're going to hear it everywhere in movies. But we don't use it in daily speech to be that serious. We use it to exaggerate. All it means is like, I am going to do anything to make this happen.
Exactly, right? If you're craving a little bit of chocolate, you might be like, I will stop at nothing to eat some chocolate right now. And this is clearly a major exaggeration, right? There are a lot of things that you actually wouldn't do.
Oh, yeah.
But
like
we're
most
just exaggerating. I really want it.
Exactly. All right. Let's see if we could use this in a sample answer. Aubrey, I'm going to ask you, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Do you work or are you a student?
I am currently working. I work for an amazing company called All Ears English. And the biggest benefit for me is the flexibility in the hours. I will stop at nothing to have a job where I can choose my own hours. I've got four children. I'm extremely busy. So I need to be able to squeeze my work into the little bit of free time that I have.
Nice. That was perfect. Guys, definitely listen to our three sample answers today a few times. Just go back in the episode and listen a few times. Mimic what we say out loud so you can practice using this new vocabulary. All right. Now, the next idiom is, will wonders never cease? And this isn't usually part of like a sentence. This is just a comment on a story you told or some information that you gave. It's a reaction idiom, right? So we use it to say like, if you explain something surprising and you could say like, I mean, will wonders never cease? Or, and I was thinking, will wonders never cease? And it just means that like you were really, this is a really surprising thing. That's it.
Exactly. So Jessica, let's have you answer an IELTS Part 1 question and use this idiom. Are you ready?
I guess so.
You got this. What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, oddly enough, I like to make stained glass art, which is a very unique and old-timey type hobby. But what's weird is like I never thought of myself as an artist because I can't draw. Like I'm terrible at drawing anything that looks like anything you'd recognize. But then I started creating stained glass stuff and I ended up making really beautiful pieces. And I was like, will wonders never cease? I can create art.
I love this way to use it. This is so useful for daily conversations as well as IELTS because you often want to kind of brag about yourself, share something cool you're doing. And there's this awkwardness of bragging. Whereas if you use this phrase, it's lighthearted. It lightens it up a little just to say, I actually am pretty artistic. Will wonders never cease?
Totally. I love it. I love it. All right. So the last idiom, guys, this is super fun. This is the most flexible idiom of today, guys. It is, will be the death of me. It sounds so serious because it says death, but it just means like, this is super frustrating or I really don't like doing this and I have to. Like use it to describe anything that gives you negative feelings, really.
Exactly. Anytime you don't love doing something, maybe you're asked on IELTS about party planning and the planning part of it is not fun. You could be like, planning is the death of me. But once we get to the party, it's all worth it.
Totally. All right. Now, guys, you're going to hear Aubrey use this in the perfect IELTS topic, housework. This is the perfect topic for this idiom. All right, Aubrey, who does most of the housework in your home?
Oh, housework will be the death of me. I feel like I spend so much time vacuuming, cleaning bathrooms, cleaning the kitchen multiple times a day, following my children around, picking things up. But to be honest, my partner actually probably does even more than I. So I would have to say he does most of the homework, which seems crazy considering how much time I spend cleaning up our house.
I think you said homework instead of housework.
Oh, that's
at the end.
Housework. Homework.
But this is, but I love that that happened, guys, because this brings up a good point that those are easy to confuse, but they totally mean different things because non-natives might think they mean the same thing, right? Mm. It seems like they should, but they don't. Homework is only the schoolwork that your kids get to do at home after school. So it's schoolwork at home. Housework is the chores like laundry and cleaning.
It's so funny how I never realized how similar those words are when they have different meanings. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
It also shows that this is such a useful idiom for lots of different topics. If you're asked about whether you work or study, there's something about your job you don't love or something about studying that you could say will be the death of me.
Totally. Oh, I love this idiom now for you guys. I love this for you guys. All right. So before we summarize the three idioms and what they mean, Aubrey, we have a poll announcement. We love these Spotify polls, and this is a good one. So Aubrey, what is it?
Yes, we want to get to know you guys. We're going to ask you this question. Who does most of the housework in your home? Is it you, a roommate, partner? So let us know. We would love to hear your answers.
Awesome. Awesome. Answer in Spotify, guys. Now, just to summarize what we learned today, three amazing idioms for IELTS speaking. The first is we'll stop at nothing. Use this to describe anytime you will do anything for a certain outcome, right? I will stop at nothing to get that chocolate. I will stop at nothing to have a flexible work schedule.
Yes. And the second one, will wonders never cease, is perfect if anything's surprising. We use it to exaggerate. It could even just be a little bit surprising. Use this idiom.
Yes. And remember, it's a comment. It's not usually part of the sentence. So say it after the story as a comment on that story or that information. All right. And then the last is, will be the death of me. Use this all over the place. Okay. Don't overuse it, but you can use it once or twice. But it's for anything that just really frustrates you, that causes you negative feelings and you don't like it.
Yes. Awesome. What a fun episode. Welcome everyone who maybe is not yet following the podcast. Be sure to hit follow right here on IELTS Energy. We have two amazing episodes every week.
And go to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube because I am doing a video hug to all the new people and the old people that are here with us today.
Awesome. See you next time, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.